Let's go, girls. Around the world, girls. I don't know if it's me and I just look like I'm trustworthy or what, but lately I've had quite a few instances where people have overshared things with me that I'm like, why are you telling me this?
Oh, tell me all the fascinating gossip.
So when we went to Solvang, we ended up going to, I think it was a Solvang brewery, and we're standing there, we're ordering drinks, Art and I, and the bartender asks us, oh, where'd you go to lunch? We tell her the restaurant we went to. She proceeds to tell me all the town tea about how the woman that owned the restaurant used to be her best friend, but she married this younger guy. He's terrible. They're running the business into the ground. Meanwhile, I'm like, can you just get me my beer? Like, I don't need to know all this. Normally, it's opposite. The person sitting at the bar is spilling their life to the bartender.
You must have come across as very, very trustworthy and friendly to the person, which, if you're not enjoying something, you show it on your face. So that surprises me that she didn't pick that cue up.
She went on and on. I'm telling you, this was like a full-on, like, probably a 10-minute conversation.
And the interesting thing is, she's the bartender, so she obviously wasn't drinking.
No. Well, who knows nowadays, but yeah, I would assume not. Then when we go to check into the hotel, the woman that we're checking in, we said, oh, you know, how was your Thanksgiving? Because it was right after Thanksgiving. She goes, it was great, but let me tell you about my boyfriend. He's a chef, and he messed up the gravy, and it was lumpy, and goes into her whole story about her boyfriend and how he screwed up the gravy, so much so that another woman walked up, and she was like, you talking about John's gravy again? I was like, so this is a thing? I even looked at Art, and I said, what is going on? Why is everybody spilling their life to us right now?
You'd never met these people before.
No. And I don't know if it was like an out-of-towner thing or what. And they were like, I just got to get it off my chest. But I'm like, you probably don't need to tell everybody your business.
They just kept going. Did you ever switch out? Like, were you going, I just need this to end?
Well, no, because I needed my room key. So I was like, okay, finish telling me about the lumpy gravy. What room am I? 304? Perfect. Thank you. Bye.
You get people that overshare all the time, but it's usually in a situation that makes people feel comfortable, like a bar when you're having a few drinks or a party. I overshare with people all the time when I'm drinking. I think everyone's my best friend, and I just go into long-winded stories and don't realize, because I've had a few drinks, that no one cares until the next morning when I wake up and I'm like, you idiots, why did you just do that? You know?
I went out with some moms. This was years ago. And these were new moms that I really hadn't met before. Sat down for happy hour. And I mean, it was the first margarita. And one of the moms was like, oh, yeah, I've been cheating on my husband for the last 5 years. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, I was not prepared for this. I just wanted some margs and guacamole. Like, I didn't think this was going to happen.
Yeah, some people, their walls just fall down. But that's usually the case with that. These people just look like they were regular people that just sort of liked you and just wanted to get things off their chest. I don't know.
For Woman Wednesday, what's the most random thing a person has overshared with you that you went, why are you telling me this?
Oh, this is a great question. I can't wait to hear these. 888-431-3764. Give us a call or send us a text. There's something about Kelly that just makes people want to tell their whole lives to you that you don't know. Strangers.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just me or if these people just need an ear. But recently, I have had complete strangers tell me the most random things, like oversharing their life. When we were in Solvang, it was all the town tea. We heard about bad business owners and friendships and failed relationships. I was like, I don't even know who these people are. I'm just trying to get a beer and some lunch.
Are you just listening or are you responding as well? You're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Are you doing that?
No, I had to play along because I wanted my drink.
The 951 here says, a person I barely knew told me that they married their husband for money and money only, and they still don't think it's worth it.
Oh, okay. We have the 909 here that says, it's always my brother's mother-in-law who's the oversharer. At least 4 to 5 times a year, I'll hear how difficult childbirth was, and she doesn't care who's around. She will act it out, legs up in the air.
What? Do we really need that? Like,
oh, there goes Nancy again. Nancy's talking about childbirth.
She's one of those people you'd probably tell her she's drinking a vodka, but don't really put vodka in the drink.
760 says it was a new coworker who overshared with me. I had just started at the job, and she decided to tell me about her boyfriend's bedroom behavior.
Wow. Did she elaborate on that? We can't talk about it.
No, we can't. She did. We can't talk about that, though.
I had a dad tell me that they have a love child and his current girlfriend doesn't know about it.
Okay. Yeah, and when they tell you this, are you like, cool, your secret's safe with me? Like, why tell people?
I almost think they want to get it off their chest, but they can't do it to anyone close in their inner circle, you know, so they've got to do it to a stranger. But you better hope that stranger's trustworthy.
909 says, I'm an apartment manager. I have heard it all. I've heard about cheating spouses. I've heard about siblings cheating them out of money. I've heard about their IBS, their mental issues, and even more.
Look.
I'm just trying to get your rent, people. Right. I don't care.
I get it. I can overshare with a few drinks, but sometimes if it's a serious thing, it might be better to just shut up. Your own safety.
Well, and know who you're talking to. Know your audience. What's the most random thing somebody has overshared with you? You can call or text us 888-431-3764. I was out.